USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has ordered an airstrike in Syria along the border with Iraq, targeting infrastructure that's utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups. The Pentagon said the U.S. military airstrike in eastern Syria was in retaliation for the deadly rocket attack in Iraq last week that killed a coalition contractor and wounded several Americans. The strike targeted buildings used by the Iranian-backed militias that in the past have targeted American facilities in Iraq. There's been another new variant detected of the coronavirus in New York City. Pfizer and Moderna are already modifying vaccines to target the South African variant, and both companies are also testing a third booster shot of the original formula to see if it will offer more protection against the virus and its variants. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The White House is speaking out about the controversy over New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is again calling for an investigation into allegations lodged against Governor Andrew Cuomo. This time it's for sexual harassment claims from a former Cuomo aide. Lindsay Boylan making the detailed accusations that Cuomo sexually harassed her in an essay yesterday. The White House agrees with de Blasio. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
When a person comes forward, they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Their voice should be heard, not silenced.
Jennifer Granholm took the oath of office to become President Biden's energy secretary. Vice President Kamala Harris conducted the swearing-in ceremony just hours after the Senate voted 64-35 in favor of her confirmation. She became the first female governor of Michigan in 2002. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House has passed one of President Biden's top legislative priorities, a bill that would extend protections against discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The bill, called the Equality Act, or House Resolution 5, was approved 224-206 in a floor vote. Introduced in the House and Senate last week, the proposal aims to close gaps in current federal civil rights laws to protect the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland said the measure would codify into law the changes to expand discrimination protections for American LGBTQ communities. He told reporters, "We think it's the right thing to do." The U.S. Supreme Court extended workplace protections for the LGBTQ community in a ruling last summer. But advocacy groups such as the National Women's Law Center said the language granting those protections are still not spelled out in federal laws. Congressman David Cicilline, who introduced the bill in the House, said it would provide protections in employment, education, credit, jury service, federal funding, housing, and public accommodations. The bill faces considerably more uncertainty in the Senate, where Democrats hold a one-vote advantage. They would need, however, several Republicans to vote in favor of the bill to invoke cloture and end a GOP-led filibuster. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.